Welcome. Beginning of Parshat Vayera, there's a story of Avram sitting outside his tent looking for guests. And so we know the Medrash Rashi cites that Hashem made it very hot. He wanted Avram to recuperate from his bris milah. He didn't want him taking care of guests. So he made it in a way that there were no guests. But Avram was sitting, and Rashi tells us that Avram was mitzdar, that there were no guests coming. So I only printed a few sheets, so maybe we could share, and next time we'll take a few more. Thank you, sorry. So he saw that Avram was mitzdar, that there were no guests coming. So what did Hashem do? He sent him the malachim to be his guests, so Avram could do Hachnasas Orchem. So Rav Moshe Feinstein says, wait, what was Avram upset about? That it couldn't be, you know, he was mitzdayer, he was bothered, he was in pain. What was he bothered about? That there were no guests coming for him to do Hachnasas Orchem? What's the point of tsar? I understand when guests come, you have a chiv. Guests showed up, do Hachnasas Orchem. When there are no guests, you did nothing wrong. It's, you know, it's better than anus. You know, anus, you know the term anus? Anus is that due to circumstances beyond your control, you couldn't do the mitzvah. So that's where you have the mitzvah, and something prevented you from doing the mitzvah, and therefore you did nothing wrong. It wasn't your fault. Here there's not even the mitzvah. So it's better than anus. He did nothing wrong. So why is he being sad? He says, Rav Moshe Feinstein, it's like being sad right now. Man, I wish I could be keeping Shabbos right now. Right now, we know it's Sunday. It's not Shabbos. So there's no reason for me to be upset that I'm not keeping Shabbos right now. That's Rav Moshe Feinstein's question. So he says, as an answer, that this is just to show you Avram's love of chesed. Certain times, the love of the mitzvah is part of the mitzvah. The fact that we want to do the mitzvah is itself an important point. When the pasuk tells us, "Im kesef talve et ami," so we have a special mitzvah to lend money without interest, to give tzedakah. It's not just im, if it happens. What are we saying? That there's a mitzvah miyuchedet to give tzedakah, and therefore there's a mitzvah miyuchedet to want to do chesed. That's what Rav Moshe Feinstein learns in this pasuk. That there's not only a mitzvah to do chesed, there's a mitzvah to want to do chesed. And therefore, just like I sometimes, if it's been a few hours since I ate, I have an urge to eat. And if I'm tired, I have an urge to sleep. And whatever millions of taivas we all have, we have those urges. So on those lists, just like our gashmiistic urges, I really could go for a burger right now. I also should have a spiritual mitzvah urge. Man, I really could go for some chesed right now. Okay, I really wish I could be doing some hachnasas orchim right now. So even though I don't have this mitzvah opportunity, but I'm wishing Hashem would satiate my urge to do chesed. And if you're on that madrega, like Avram Avinu, to be mekayim the mitzvah of chesed, because it's a mitzvah of Torah, that's what this pasuk is telling us about. Avram Avinu was on that madrega. His cheshek, his taiva, to do chesed, was so great that he was mitzdayer, because wanting to do a mitzvah is itself, wanting to do chesed is itself a mitzvah. This idea, says Rav Moshe Feinstein, we see a few other places in the Torah. For example, we know at the end of Dvarim, and Moshe separates already the Ari Miklat in Eretz Yisrael. He designates which city in Eretz Yisrael is going to be an Ir Miklat. When do these cities become an Ir Miklat? When does that take effect? Only when they get actually into the land. But yet, Moshe Rabbeinu already chose which were going to be the cities in Eretz Yisrael that would be the Ari Miklat. Why? Mitzad Avasa. Because he, Moshe Rabbeinu, of course, also on the Madrigal, loves mitzvah so much, he wanted to do it. So even though there's no actual mitzvah in this, because nothing happened yet, he hasn't been mekayim the mitzvah of having an ir miklat. All he did was set it up so that when it happens, there'll be a ir miklat. Al kol panim shayachut v'kesher la mitzvah yikabazeh. There is a connection to the mitzvah. So too, when it comes to those who were tameim, when it came time to do the Korban Pesach, in the Midbar Perek Tet, they come to Moshe Rabbeinu and they say, hey, Mama Nigara, why should we lose out on being able to do the mitzvah of Korban Pesach? We want to be able to do it too. So even though they can't, and they're tummy, but nonetheless, Mitzad Ava, they want to have a shaychus to this mitzvah, even though they're putter and they can't do it. Okay, so this idea, says Rav Moshe Feinstein, is what Avram was dealing with. Avram, you could have gone to him and said, Avram Avinu, there's no Orchim. What do you want? It's so hot out. Everybody's home. No one could go out on a day like this. We haven't invented air conditioning yet. Okay? And yet Avram Avinu was saying, but I really want to do some mitzvahs. And that was the madriga that Avram Avinu was on. I'll end with, one, a Chassidish Maisa, and two, a story about Rav Lichtenstein Zatzal. Okay? One, the Chassidish Maisa, the Talmidim of the Karliner Rebbe, Rav Aaron HaGadol, went up to him and said, new Rebbe, what made you Rebbe? What made you so great? And he said, well, let me say, you ever eat an apple? Yeah. So when you eat an apple, you take the apple, and of course, any good Jew, you're not going to eat the apple without making a bracha. So you bless Hashem, and then you get to eat the apple. Me, I want to bless Hashem. So you know what I do? I eat an apple. Yeah, I don't know. I think it, that idea is, you know, slightly nuanced. Again, it's a Hasidish Maisa, but it fits with this idea of wanting to do something for Hashem. Avram wanted to do chesed. He wanted to bless Hashem. The story about Rav Lichtenstein Zatzal comes one Motzei Tisha B'Av in this yeshiva. At the end of Tisha B'Av, the yeshiva officially ends Tisha B'Av. So there were years. There wasn't always a meal in the Chadar Ochel Motzei Tisha B'Av. The yeshiva was closed. One year there was. And Motzei Tisha B'Av, the Talmidim saw that Rav Lichtenstein was still at his makom. So somebody went up to him and said, you know, there is food in the Chadar Ochel. And Rav Lichtenstein looked at him and said, eating wasn't the only thing I couldn't do today. He also couldn't learn. He wanted to learn. What was he supposed to do? It was Tisha B'Av. He didn't have to learn. He wasn't allowed to learn. But he wanted to learn. That's the Ava. That's the wanting the Shaychut and the Kesher to the Mitzvah that was exhibited by Rav Lichtenstein Zatzal. And that is the lesson that Moshe Feinstein learns from Avraham Avinu in this week's Parsha. Shkodach.